Patrick DeHaan, explain for us the price of gasoline in the Asheville area during the past week.
Yeah, not a whole lot of fluctuation in Asheville. Prices remain virtually the same, standing at about $3.45 a gallon here in the last week. Meanwhile, the national average has begun to decline to the tune of 4 cents. So Asheville prices remain quite a bit cheaper than the national average, and it's the reason for the stability due to very little change in the region's supply and demand. Meanwhile, other regions that had seen prices fly over $4 on refinery outages, now seeing prices come back down with the absence of those issues continuing. And it's for that reason the national average has seen downward pressure. But really the situation relatively stable in Asheville, leading to very little change in prices.
You describe the gasoline prices as a bit wacky right now across the country.
Well, there are certainly a lot of factors going on, regional factors that are impacting gas prices in some regions but not others. The West Coast is seeing pretty wild swings in prices due to some refining issues, tightness in supply. The Great Lakes 2 weeks ago saw prices surge well above $4 now. They've been declining to the tune of 50 cents a gallon. Meanwhile, the East Coast and the Gulf Coast have seen prices really remain stable. So depending on where you are in the country, prices have either risen rapidly, decreased rapidly, or really stayed the same. So a lot of different trends going on across the country.
July 4th falls on a Thursday this year. Does that have any significance when it comes to the price of gasoline?
It shouldn't have any major impact. July 4th is one of the peak consumption weekends for the summer. But having said that, demand has been lower compared to where it has been the last few years. So we're not expecting a whole lot of an impact. Looking at how gas prices have reacted before July 4, the last few years, we've seen prices actually decline most of the time into July 4 weekend. It's really a 50-50 shot if gas prices were to go up for the holiday. The market is quite volatile with oil and gasoline prices. So there certainly is the possibility that gas prices could go in either direction as we approach the weekend. But at least for the next week, we're expecting some stability in prices.
You mentioned that the price of gas has been fairly stable, but compared to a year ago, it's higher. Why is that?
Yeah, that's right. Prices, $3.26 a year ago, prices just about 20 cents higher than a year ago. You know, it's tough to draw exact conclusions. The national average is also up 13 cents a gallon in the last year. So the national average and Asheville prices are higher than last year. I think that a lot of the reason for that is because of refining incidents that have occurred this year. The irony of higher prices is that oil prices, you know, while they're slightly higher this year, they're you know, very similar. And with that in mind, oil inventories are also a bit higher this year, as are gasoline inventories. So why gasoline prices remain 20 cents higher is a little bit of a mystery.
You think there's a certain sensitivity on the part of consumers to gas prices because we watch the pump as we fill our tanks?
I think there is a psychological impact. We are bombarded with what gasoline prices are every day, regardless of if we need it or not. And that's kind of a psychological has a psychological effect on Americans when they see gas prices rising rapidly or falling rapidly. There's not really another commodity that has pricing so obvious. The price of milk is not displayed outside in the street sign, and if it was, the fluctuations would probably annoy or frustrate us. Gasoline is one of the only things that pricing is very apparent, even if you don't need it. And I think that really does set the tone for how Americans feel about the economy.
Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.